Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story, Chicago aldermen just wrapped up their latest council meeting. And as is sometimes the case, the big news is about what didn't happen and why. We're standing by for comments from Mayor Brandon Johnson. But in the meantime, WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has our update from City Hall.
The sponsors of the measure to loosen restrictions in Chicago's welcoming city ordinance failed in their attempt to force a vote that could have allowed police to work with federal immigration authorities trying to deport undocumented immigrants who commit crimes. Alderwoman Silvana Tabara suggests the critics don't really want immigration reform.
There is a need to change the city laws when an undocumented immigrant commits a crime in the city. Many of my colleagues have the willingness to collaborate in the wake of the Trump administration. But the fact of the matter is the critics of this measure, they want massive deportations.
On another matter, sponsor Alderman Daniel LaSpada delayed a vote on his measure to lower Chicago's main speed limit from 30 to 25 miles per hour so a working group can address concerns about equitable enforcement and safety. The council did approve a ban on the sales of intoxicating hemp products in some Southwest Side neighborhoods. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And one more note about immigration. The state of Illinois is joining 13 other states to defend health insurance access for people who have received assistance under what's known as the DACA program. That's the Obama-era program for people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children by undocumented parents. They're often called dreamers. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the states are filing to intervene in any attempt by the incoming Trump administration to strike down or limit dreamers' access to health insurance marketplaces set up by the Affordable Care Act. Well, the new Chicago Board of Education was officially sworn in today. The 21-member board now has 10 elected members for the first time ever, including award-winning musician and community activist Dr. Che Rhymefest Smith.
The pinnacle of the beauty of my life is being elected by a community who sees...
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Fit to have a new era in education and who can see what Chicago public schools can be.
The board gets to work as Chicago public schools faces ongoing financial challenges, teachers union contract negotiations, and the pending departure of CPS CEO Pedro Martinez. A health advocacy group is suing North Chicago-based Abbott Labs for what it says is the misleading marketing of its toddler milk products.
The Public Health Advocacy Institute filed the suit in federal court yesterday, calling toddler milk a marketing ploy to keep parents and caregivers using Abbott products as their children age. Director of litigation for the Boston-based nonprofit, Andrew Rayner, says the company is misleading customers about the health of its Go and Grow and Pure Bliss powdered milks from Similac.
Abbott Labs continues to sell its toddler drink products with multiple grams of added sugar, which numerous public health and nutrition organizations strongly recommend against.
The group wants to make the suit a class action and eventually change the company's marketing of the product that is not regulated by the FDA. We have reached out to Abbott for a response. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, workers at Fermilab in Batavia have something in common with anyone who's ordered something on Amazon. They've been waiting for delivery. In Fermilab's case, the delivery is a large piece of equipment designed to help study something very small. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk with more on the big delivery, Jim.
Lisa, Fermilab is building an accelerator to study neutrinos, which are subatomic particles. The accelerator needs something called a cold box to get its operating temperature down to 456 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Project manager Christian Boffo says the cold box is massive.
That is roughly 17 by 4 meters, so 55 by 14 feet, and it weighs roughly 95 metric tons.
Boffo says scientists hope to learn secrets about the formation of the universe by studying neutrinos.
Physicists around the world have been working for many years in trying to understand how the basic block of matter are made, and being able to understand them make us understand better where we come from.
The cold box had quite a journey. It was built in France, carried on a ship to New Orleans, brought up the Mississippi River to Illinois, and then delivered to Fermilab. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WB.
While the Bears' wide-ranging search for a new head coach is getting attention and a little bit of laughs many miles from Soldier Field, WBBM's Terry Keschner joins us live at the Anchor Desk with this story. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa, the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department put a post on social media saying the Chicago Bears called, but we declined their request to interview Chief Lockhart for their vacant head coach position. Sergeant Drew Fennelly with the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department is the one who sent out that tweet.
I'm a Bears fan. I grew up in the Chicago area. So I saw that there was a lot of talk about all the people the Bears were interviewing, and it was starting to become kind of a running joke online. And on our department Twitter account, we like to use humor to get attention to it so that we can get our messages out to people.
Sergeant Fennelly roots for the Bears in Kansas City Chiefs territory.
There are a lot of Bears fans down here. There's quite a heavy pipeline from the Chicago area to the University of Kansas. So we see a lot of Chicago area students down here.
But back to that important question.
Would Chief Lockhart be a good coach for the Bears?
Probably not the greatest NFL head coach, but I'm sure he'd give it a try if someone asked.
Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
When it comes to the Bears, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So, very good.
I'm doing both, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Well, the former top lawyer for longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan was on the witness stand today in Madigan's public corruption trial. Heather Weir Vaught, expected to be the last witness called by Madigan's defense team. The alleged bribery scheme involving Madigan and co-defendant Mike McClain was aimed at ComEd, according to prosecutors. The Tribune reports Weir Vaught confirmed today she briefly worked for ComEd after leaving the speaker's office. The defense could rest its case tomorrow morning. Time for sports now, and here he is. 670 The Score's Mark Grody. Hello.
Hello, Lisa. The Bears letting us know that they have completed an interview with Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, who was also the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons from 2021 to 2023, accruing an overall record of 21-30 with the Falcons. No playoffs. Bears also said to be interviewing recently fired Dallas head coach Mike McCarthy today. McCarthy was 49-35 during his years with the Cowboys and 1-3 in the playoffs. How about a splash for the Cubs? Their annual fan convention is this weekend in the city, and WBBM's Rick Gregg is tracking the sitch.
At last year's get-together, the Cubs were able to introduce the endearing Shota Imanaga to an adoring crowd. There's no big-name pitcher this season, and Dan Zimborski of Fangraph says that's a shame.
It's a decent rotation. It's just not an exciting rotation. Zips liked Imanaga a lot. You like him and you like Steele, but the rest of the rotation is just decent to good. It's just not exciting.
Zips is Szymborski's stat projection system, one he's been running for more than two decades. It loves the Cubs' position players, though, especially after the team traded for Kyle Tucker. And Szymborski predicts that, yes, the Cubs will be a playoff team come season's end. Covering the Cubs, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Look at that. The Cubs' first spring training game.
Wahoo!
Is about a month away, Lisa.
I can't wait.
Lisa Fielding will be there. NBA, the Bulls host Atlanta tonight. College hoops, Illinois State at Drake. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News special report, an agreement has been reached to release dozens of hostages being held by Hamas and pause the fighting in the Gaza Strip. President Biden at the White House.
The road to this deal has not been easy. I've worked in foreign policy for decades. This is one of the toughest negotiations I've ever experienced.
Biden said a Trump envoy was involved in the negotiations.
Terms will be implemented, for the most part, by the next administration. In these past few days, we've been speaking as one team.
CBS's Margaret Brennan says American hostages would be released in the first of multiple phases.
They could see the return, for example, of 64-year-old Keith Siegel, Idan Alexander, a U.S. citizen, Sagi Chen. We'll be watching for that, as well as the remains of some of the hostages in Hamas captivity.
Israeli officials insist the agreement has not yet been finalized. The Israeli cabinet will meet tomorrow to vote on the deal. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It is 3:21. Chicago fire crews busy battling two deadly fires early this morning.
The fire came in about 4:30 this morning, 1904 Ainsley. It went to a still-in-box response due to the cold. We needed more equipment on the scene.
Chicago fire spokesman Larry Langford says one man, believed to be in his 30s, was pronounced dead at the apartment complex in the Ravenswood neighborhood. Hours earlier, crews worked another fire in the Belmont Central neighborhood. One man died as a result of that blaze. Both fires occurred during frigid temperatures across Chicago.
Fighting fires in these conditions is rough. It's hard on the men and women out there working in the cold conditions, and the equipment can take a beating. You've also got water that's freezing up, so there's a lot of things going on there to work in a fire scene like this.
The causes of both fires remain under investigation. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois State Police reporting a decline in expressway shootings over the last 3 years. A new report says shootings statewide on the expressways decreased 31% last year compared to 2023. It is the third year in a row that the number has come down. In 2024, shootings were 71% lower than in 2021. State Police credit license plate readers for that big decrease.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.